Good morning, everybody. As we near the end of this book, I brought the other booklet in already back this morning, so we'll see what happens. We should make a sim, it's true. We should make like eggs or something for breakfast, you know. Supposed to just Danishes. Yeah, like eggs. This is good.
Someone calls them fast before the fast.
There you go, make eggs. That's right. Okay, page 516. Page 516. What the last topic, well, the last topic that we're going to cover anyways in this booklet is going to deal with something that excites everybody, and that's going to sleep. So the topic is Birkat HaMapil. And it's actually very interesting what the source is. It's one of those things that there's a lot of discussion about the ramifications and its context. Let's take a look at a few sources just to start off. Source number one is actually Gemara. Rabbi Shul ben Levi, af al pi shekara adam kriyat shema beit haknesset, even though you've already davened Marv in Shul, mitzvah likrota mitata. We see there's an additional mitzvah to recite it again in bed. Amar Rav Yossi, Maikra. What's the source? Quotes a pasuk, Rigzuva techtau, tremble and do not sin, imre levavchem, v'al mishkavchem, place it in your hearts and on your beds, v'domu sela, and you'll be still. So what do we see from here? We see here that there's this notion of being God-fearing specifically in bed. Okay? That's this pasuk. Now, that doesn't mean it's not mitzvah d'oraisa, it's not mitzvah in the Torah, but it's the rabbis based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, kora mitaso parsha rishonah shoshma. You see, just the first paragraph, make a bracha. Hamapil chevle sheina alinai. The God should place the sleep over my eyes. The yikra kriyat shema samach lemidato, and you should say it before you go to sleep. The ein ochlim velo sholtim velo medabrim achar kriyat shema shal mitato. You're not allowed to talk. You can't eat once you hear kriyat shema. Ela yisham yad, sleep right away. As it says, according to the pasuk, "Im levavcha mishkavcha medamusela." Now, what's interesting is the Shonar seems to be very ironclad. There's no reading. There's no talking. There's no nothing. Why? It's like when you make a bracha for braids, you got to eat your apple, right? So make a bracha. Not so simple. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Wait a second. Three. Ve'im te'av lishtot ol ledaber is inyan nachutz. You gotta eat. That's what you gotta eat. You're hungry. You're diabetic. You're whatever it is. Or you're really thirsty. Or you gotta say something important. Nir shemutter. You're allowed to do it. Ah, yosu, you can brush. V'den shema, say shema again. Achen yikvar amar brachat amapil. Yizahar bazek ki yafsi ben abracha lashayna. But if you've already said amapil, he said, you made a bracha already, you should try not to interrupt between the bracha and sleep. Yishan miyan, vim tzarech. Right? So he says, it's a big issue with falling asleep. And that's why, and here's the question. The question is, and this is the debate, what type of bracha is bracha mapa? We know there are many different types of brachas. There's what's called bracha mitzvah, asher kedishan v'yosav v'tzivanu, right? And there's another type of bracha, that's called shevach, voda, praise to God. Rain, thunder, lightning, smells, right? Fragrances. So the question is, what type of bracha is about? If it's berachat a mitzvah, so the rule is, you got to do next to the mitzvah. But if you're just praising God that I should sleep, why is it be so, you know what I mean? Like, you can't talk, can't interrupt.
How could you just be praising Him if it's a bracha?
Well, you can praise God, meaning, so again, you're praising God, connecting to lightning or to thunder. So right, you hear the lightning, hear the thunder, make the bracha.
So the
chiyuv
to make the bracha.
Again, you make a bracha for praising God. But, and again, you shouldn't try to make a hefsek. You shouldn't try to interrupt between the two of them. But in theory, shevach, for example, you see a crowd of Jews, make a bracha. Shevach. So it's not, we don't have that same strict requirement when it comes to tefillin or tzitzis or bracha or mitzvah, lulav, shofar, we want to make sure that that bracha is totally adjacent to the mitzvah. Shevach and hoda'ah, we want to be adjacent, but we're not going to be as demanding. We're not going to be as demanding because shevach and praise of God can almost happen. You know, you see a tree blossoming. In the month of Nisan, which is hard to do in Toronto many years, a fruit tree blossoming. So you make a bracha. So again, you make a Yeah, it's a bracha shevach of to God. So again, we want to always make a bracha close to the event, but it's not that same high-level demand, because praising and thanksgiving to God is always applicable, right? So that's what he's going to say. Take a look at the Pesukei Tshuva, source number 4. In Sarich Lomar Shim Niskar Shadar Noit Pela Marav O Lo Siper Sivas Omer Lo Birach Kedush Avayna O Nischai Birach Hashiratzar O Birach Ra'am Vu Birach Avizeb Ezeh Yafsik Vivarech Af O Pishik Var Birach Birach Ramapel Vodam Noidam Klau. Meaning, what happens if you've already said a mapel and you're thunder and lightning? Oh, sorry, I can't make a brach of thunder and lightning. I need to have the brach of a mapel next to sleep. No, of course not. You make the brach of thunder and lightning. Right? You can't Sfarat Omer. You say Kriyat Shema. Oh my goodness, I never did Marv. I forgot. I missed Marv. We don't say, no. Once you said a Mapil, it's like, that's it. You can't do anything else. Right? It's absurd. That Jesus, you don't, it's not that same type of juxtaposition that we are demanding. Ideally, of course, you should try and arrange everything is taken care of beforehand. You can juxtapose the two, right? They're supposed to say Kriyat Shema next to going to sleep, and you really shouldn't eat. You should try not to. You should try to go to sleep right away. But again, if you have other things that are more demanding, that are also like thunder, lightning, Kiddush Levana, Marev, then you'd be allowed to do so. Okay. Oh, here's a... Take a look at this note here. Let's flip the page. And he says in the Siddur Kol Eliyahu, which is Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who's a Sfaradi, he offers a suggestion. In source number 5, he says, what should you do? Yevarach Berchad Amapil B'li Shem U'machud. Don't say Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem. Don't say Yukit. Why? Because he says, you know, maybe you should try and juxtapose the two of them. Maybe you're not going to fall asleep. Maybe you'll realize you have to study for a test. Realize you got to do something, you got to, right? So maybe it's better. Some people have sleep problems.
Speaking to your wife. It's like a lot
what?
Of, whatever, like speaking to your wife. It's like, whatever, you say the bracha and all that. And then
right, then your wife asks you a question because she's reading or something. Right?
Like,
you're right. You're not, right.
Like when you have kids, it's like, you can't just tell them I'm not
talking. Right? That's not going to work so well. Right? I mean, I go to bed way later than everybody else. Well, not way later than everybody else. My wife is usually out cold by the time I go to sleep. Right?
So sometimes couples like that.
Yeah, Friday night, right. It's Shabbos.
Speak to each other and like...
Right. Right? So that's why you gotta be careful. So that's... This is the reason why the suggestion is given. Don't say Hamapa with God's name. Say it with Hashem. Because maybe I'm going to need to speak. I'll need to eat. I'll need to... So that's the advice that he gives, and he also says the nights of Rosh Hashanah, he says Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Yom Kippur, we don't need to say Hamapil because those are special nights of the year, and God almost gives you a special protection, bracha, anyways, because they're very auspicious, and therefore they do not require to say the bracha. Very, very interesting halacha. I know many people that actually do not say it because... You just, it's not, for practical reasons, it's not always that practical, simply because other things come up, and if you want to avoid the matter, either say it last second, and sometimes, by the way, if you try to, oh, you know what, I'm going to read a little bit now, I'll say it in half an hour. Usually what happens, you're sleeping, and you're not going to say it by Shacharis, right? So it's one of those tough situations that you have to try to navigate through. No, she won't say it for that.
You know it's going to be like a 2-hour nap, like on Shabbos.
Right, so it appears it's only for a permanent nap, not just a permanent sleep. Where did he say that? Yeah. I thought I saw this one. Anyways, but it's clear that it's the idea to do it after Marav, right? By the bed, not a nap. Okay, we'll stop there for today.